Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go, Scott Spears, along with you on this Monday, November the 23rd, 2020, 11/23/2020, 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're going to start the program off this morning as we are getting into the full swing of the holiday season by talking about a tradition that has been going on here in Marion for quite a while, and it is certainly a favorite holiday tradition of so many people, and we're going to learn a little bit of the background of how this all got started and what it all means. For those who don't know. So we are going to open up the phone lines here on this Monday morning and talk with a member of the Y-Men Service Group here in Marion, Marshall Cunningham, about the big Christmas tree sale, which will start just around the corner. Marshall, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to talk with you. Here we are, holiday week. Is this a fun time of year for you, being a member of the Y-Men?
Yes, it sure is. It's the focal point of our organization in the cold weather months. In the summer, our activities are all centered around building wheelchair ramps for the financially strapped citizens of Marion County. But here in the winter, or in the late fall, it's all about Christmas trees. It's all about getting ready and prepped and everything in place for this holiday season.
Could you kind of give us, because I think a lot of people hear about the Y-Men, and they certainly know because of the wheelchairs and the Christmas trees, but do they know about the background of the group? Could you give us a little background?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, it was actually back in April of 1943 when a group of men got together at the old YMCA building on South State Street. The idea of, forming a group of business and professional men with a common interest was put together. We're an independent, local group. We have no national or international affiliation. Just started with a group of Marionites and has continued on since. We've always been committed to service to the community. And we provide financial funding to a lot of local charities. But primarily what we're known for, as you mentioned, was building wheelchair ramps for the underprivileged in Marion.
So the Y-Men name came because of meeting at the Y?
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we started at the YMCA. Many of us are members of the YMCA, though not everyone is. We're just kind of morphed into this group of men that wanted to actually do things with our hands. That's really the driving force that brings us all together. It's one thing to support charities in and around Ohio, the nation, the world, but getting out and using the tools and working out, building things with our hands, that really is the force that coalesces all of us together as a group of men committed to our community.
When did it come about that wheelchair ramps and Christmas trees would be major focuses of this group?
Well, I believe that I'm not exactly sure when we started building wheelchair ramps, although some of our members will will certainly tell me when they hear this interview. I would say it was probably in the 70s when that became a central focus. But selling Christmas trees, 1953, we started selling trees at the corner of Greenwood and Church Street, where the Marion Public Library is today. And then when construction started at the library in 1977, we moved to our current location on the corner of Reed Avenue and East Church Street.
Now, when it comes to the Christmas trees, where do they come from?
Well, we have a tree farms up in Nova Scotia that provide trees, balsam fir trees that come from Nova Scotia. And then we have trees in northeastern United States that bring us a number of different species of trees into our tree lot. We just finished stocking our location with trees, and one was a truck that came in on Friday afternoon, and then another truck came in on this past Saturday morning. And we're all stocked up and ready to sell.
Has there been any changes over the years with people buying live Christmas trees? Are people buying more of them now, less of them now?
Well, yeah, we sure have noticed a difference. Of course, there's less people buying live Christmas trees. The long-term members of our group can recall back when we were at Greenwood and East Church Street that we had a rail car come into Marion, and they brought in over 3,000 Christmas trees. So we don't have that many this year. We're down to about 300 or so. But certainly the quality of the trees that we have nowadays, because of the whole industry of farming Christmas trees, grooming them and trimming them, has produced a much better, longer-lasting tree than in years past.
You know, I can remember when I was younger, because we had some live Christmas trees in those days, and you would go in and you would look around and you would try to find the best tree that you could find. What makes a good live Christmas tree?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's what we offer at our tree lot, is when folks show up, they're escorted through the stands of Christmas trees, all the different species of trees, and you'll have a wireman that'll take you along, pull a tree out, stand it up, turn it around, shake it out, put it back, go to another one, and go to another one. And many times we'll go through five or six different trees before a family will select the right one. What makes the best Christmas tree? You know, it's just a subjective choice that people just see it and they can picture that particular tree in their house. You know, you want to have a good full tree with full branches. Some people prefer softer needles. Some people prefer short needles, and that's what we bring to the sale, is a large variety of different species of trees that people will select and find the right one.
You know, I know a lot of people who do buy live Christmas trees are concerned about when they should buy it, in regard to how long can I keep this looking nice
before it doesn't look so great anymore because of being a live tree. Can you buy it in the month of November and still have it looking nice on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Oh, certainly. You sure can. I can remember, though, when I was a kid, that my father would buy a tree over at Greenwood and East Church Street, and he'd build his own wooden stand, a couple of boards put together at cross angles, and nail the tree to the wooden stand, never put it in water, and by the end of Christmas, it was all over the floor. And that's just the way it was. That's how we did our Christmas tree. But now, it's a simple process of getting a tree stand with water, and when you buy the tree from us, if you plan to put it in water right away when you get it home, we'll trim off the bottom inch or so off the trunk. You get it home, put it in water, keep it watered, because you'll find that a live Christmas tree will soak up the water, especially for the first week, especially for the first few days. You'll find that you'll fill that tree stand two or three times the first day or so, as that tree really absorbs the moisture up through that fresh cut. Mm. But if you skip a day and it dries out, then the sap will seal off the bottom of that trunk, and it will not absorb the water as it had originally. So it's always important to keep water in your tree, and from there, at least at my house, we don't take the tree down until New Year's Eve, and it'll hold its needles just fine.
You know, over the years, we have heard that you are supposed to use water with sugar in it and other concoctions that people have come up with. Is it just plain warm, cold water that you should use?
I've tried those as well over the years, and I find that I just put water in the tree, and it as long as it continues to soak up water into the branches, it'll do just fine. But other people, they certainly have recipes, and there's nothing wrong with trying other recipes that you might hear about, or even commercial products like Miracle-Gro. There's a special fertilizer, so to speak, that you can add to the water for your tree that is intended to help nourish the tree, and that's fine too. There's different ways of caring for a tree, and over the years, you kind of develop your own method that works best for you.
Now, let's let people know, and we're going to come back and talk some more here, but when, again, where is the sale? When does it start? How long does it run? And what are the hours?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of trees do we have?
And what kind of
prices?
Trees?
Sure. Well, we have our tree lot set up the corner of Reed Avenue and East Church Street. As I mentioned, been there since 1977, and that's next to the former Marion City Schools Administration Building. We begin our tree sale on Black Friday, this coming November 27th. On that Friday, we'll be open from 12 noon until 7 o'clock. And then on weekends, will be open from 12 noon until 7 o'clock, and moving forward on weekdays from 4 in the afternoon until 7 o'clock. Our trees that we have this year are small trees. Some people call them table toppers. We affectionately call them Charlie Brown trees. But they're not They're not secondhand trees. They're beautiful little trees that will work well in any apartment or small room. Those are $20. We have Scotch pine trees for $30. Those have a little longer needles, a little softer needles. Then there's the Black Hill spruce trees. And those have kind of stiff needles, but they have a beautiful greenish-blue color to the tree needles, and are a beautiful tree. Those are 35. And then, of course, our balsam trees. Balsam trees are $45. Some of those are taller trees, going from 5, 6, 7, even 8 feet tall. And we're really excited about our new Fraser Fir balsam hybrid tree that our supplier is now providing. And those are $60.
So we do want to let people know again that the Christmas Tree Lot is where it has been located for many years, corner of Reed Avenue and East Church Street. The sale starts Black Friday, this coming Friday, and they will be open 12 till 7 p.m., weekends 12 to 7 p.m., and then weekdays from 4 until 7 p.m. And what is the last day people can buy a tree?
When we don't have any more.
Until they're gone.
it's usually toward the end of the third week or so of December when we finally reach the end.
And prices range, depending on what you want, from $20 to $45.
And up to $60 for the new Fraser Fir balsam tree.
Now, for people who are interested, when they make this donation for the tree, where does that money go?
To right back to Marion. You know, you have a lot of choices. As you mentioned, you know, years ago, that's all anyone had was live Christmas trees. But nowadays, you have a lot of choices where you can buy trees, from artificial trees to trees at other retail outlets. But the nice thing about the Wyman tree sale is that all of the money, all the profits from that, go right back into Marion. And we use that money literally to buy lumber, to buy building materials, to build our wooden wheelchair ramps. You know, in the years past, we've built upwards of 20 to 26 wheelchair ramps a year. It usually starts around May, goes to toward the end of September, and every Thursday, all through the summer, these men get together and we'll build a wheelchair once a week, a wheelchair ramp once a week. This year, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, restrictions that we had to confront, as well as the shortage and in turn the high cost of lumber, we were only able to complete 13 wheelchair ramps this year. 18 the year before, even more in years past. But this year, we got 13 built, and as a result, we have a backlog of qualified applicants that are anxious for a wheelchair ramp for next year. The need never goes away, Scott,
for
wheelchair ramps.
I can imagine. How is it chosen? Who will get the wheelchair ramp? Because I imagine there is a large number of people who need those.
Well, there is. And we have a couple of qualifications that people must follow. And the one is we're looking for folks that are at or below 2 times the federal poverty level. And that, of course, depends on the size of the household. And the other qualification is that We build ramps for homeowners, and those are the two main qualities that we require.
For many years, when it has come to Christmas trees, I think for a lot of people, there has always been this worry that a tree might catch on fire, and I think a lot of that dates back to when people used to decorate their trees with live candles. What is the safety tips when it comes to not only keeping a tree healthy looking, but also not having any trouble during the holiday season?
Well, that's interesting. I would have to say from my own experience, because I've always had a live Christmas tree all my life, I guess there would be three things that I am always aware of. And the first, of course, is water. You've got to keep that tree stand full of fresh, clean water. Every day, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes twice a day, before you go to bed at night, check it and make sure that it's got a full stand of water. You'll be surprised in the morning that the water's already gone down during those first few days. After that, you know, the other thing that I've noticed is the lights that you put on the trees. You know, these light strings that you've had for years and years and years, even the little mini lights that are cool to the touch. Well, those wires, the insulation on those wires doesn't last forever, especially when it spends a summer in a hot attic or in another unconditioned place. Eventually, those lights need to be replaced. And third, I would imagine maybe a small fire extinguisher that you could buy at a home center, tuck around the corner in the room, and just so that it's handy, just so that it's ready. But when a tree is well watered and cared for, the chance of a fire is very slim.
It certainly has been an interesting year for many people. You had talked about the changes that went on this past summer in regard to the wheelchair ramps. Do you suspect anything will be different this year because of the pandemic when it comes to the Christmas tree sale?
I don't think so. And the reason I say that is this has become a tradition for hundreds of Marion citizens and folks from beyond Marion County who come to our tree sale every year. And that's what I'm trying to point out to folks. If they haven't experienced that tradition, or they have never had it, or maybe they used to buy trees from us, but they haven't done it lately, you know, we want to welcome everyone back to the tree stand. We're anything different? Well, of course, all of us will be wearing masks. Folks who come to our tree stand are welcome, of course, to wear masks, but they don't have to. And if they want to have a mask and they don't have one, we'll have them available. We'll have hand sanitizer, and of course, just simply practicing safe social distancing, common sense practices that all of us have become aware of. But to meet the folks, walk them through the tree lot, find those trees, trim the bottoms of the lower branches if needed, make that fresh cut, loaded on top of the car. All of those are services that we try to make this a regular tradition for folks here in Marion.
as you have said, you've always had a real tree. For people who maybe have never had a real tree or who have gotten into the habit of buying artificial trees the last few years, what is the advantage at Christmas time of having a real tree?
The fragrance. There's nothing like the fragrance of a Christmas tree in your house. It is the only thing that sets a live tree apart from any other tree. You know, they can be difficult sometimes to string the lights. That's my project. Every year, my wife stands aside while I work the lights in and out of the tree branches, and, you know, you end up with sap on your hands and maybe little scratches here and there on your fingers, but all of that is worthwhile for the fragrance of a tree.
We're chatting this morning with Marshall Cunningham, a member of the Y-Men Service Group. And don't forget the big live Christmas tree sale, a tradition here in Marion for many years, dating back to 1953 with the Y-Men, starts this Friday, Black Friday, 12 to 7 p.m. on the corner of Reed and East Church Street, where it's been for many years. And then from there on out, weekends, the hours will be 12 to 7 p.m., weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m., and you can get everything from a little tabletop Charlie Brown tree to the big full trees. Prices range from $20 until $60, and again, that's on the corner of Reed Avenue and East Church Street. Don't miss that. It's there every year, and it's a sign of the holiday time when you pass by and see the trees there and the Y-Men doing what they do. Marshall, I've talked to so many people who have been a part of service groups in Marion for years, and they all say the same thing, that membership has went down, that it's not what it once was. How is it with the Y-Men?
Well, membership is not what it once was, and membership is down, but the group of men that we've had, that we have now, who've been here, some of us have been a member of this group since the 70s, they are, as I mentioned earlier, you know, these are a group of men that have been drawn to the work that we do, the work with your hands, to go out on a project and 8 o'clock in the morning you show up to work, and by noon, after the lumber's been dropped, the project is complete. The wheelchair ramp is done. These men that I am privileged to know are literally a machine. Everyone knows their task. They've done it hundreds of times, and everyone works together as they have week after week after week, year after year, and it brings us together. It is a great opportunity for folks to kind of reach out and make a difference instead of simply writing a check. We all care for our neighbors, and we all want what's best for our neighbors, but being able to work together is what makes the Y-Men special, makes it special for me.
Why do you think that, and again, it's with all service groups across the board, why do you think membership has gone down, and do you think there's any chance for it to pick back up?
I can't I can't speculate on why it has gone down. We've all heard the same stories before, the different times that we live in. Everyone is so focused on their work and career and as busy as they are. And I am too. A lot of our members are retired, and this fits into their lifestyle. For me, who am still in the workforce, you know, I take a vacation day on Thursdays to help build the ramp. I enjoy meeting. In the past, during the summer, we meet once a week, or I'm sorry, once a month during the summer, during the construction season. We meet at the Stephen J. Cheney VFW, the where the helicopter is, on South State Street, or South Prospect Street, Route 4, heading out of town. But during the fall through spring, we meet once a week, every Thursday. And, every Wednesday we meet. And that's changed. We no longer meet on a regular basis, because of the restrictions. We do meet once a week, or once a month, but we always have, in the past, guest speakers that come in, and we have games and activities that we play, and a group of guys that just enjoy being together.
Being a part of the Christmas tree sale, the live Christmas tree sale, which the Y-Men has obviously tied themselves to for many years now. Being a member of the Y-Men, what does that mean when this time of year comes around? When you know Friday it starts and people will be out getting a tree and the lights go up on people's houses and ornaments and music, how has it changed the holiday time for you?
Well, I can tell you, Scott, there have been times. Well, first of all, it all starts months in advance with phone calls and contracts that we sign and payments that are made to our tree farm suppliers, scheduling, bringing our trailer out to the job site, out to the corner of Reed and Church, setting up in one weekend, and then the following weekend having the trees delivered. It's a process that happens over several weeks and months before the trees actually show up. But I got to tell you, there's been times when we've been out there in that trailer and it has rained every day, day after day after day, and things get muddy. And no one is out buying trees. And then all of a sudden, a cold snap hits. And a half inch of snow falls. And everything's white. And the trees are covered in snow. And we're packed. We have people coming out of the woodwork because it just feels like Christmas. It looks and smells and feels like Christmas. And whether there's snow on the ground or whether it's a day like today, it's just a special time to pick up Christmas trees.
You know, I was thinking earlier, when we go into a store, if somebody does buy an artificial tree, they usually just go into the store and they buy the tree. But when you go over to the spot where the Y-Men are, and a Y-Man takes you through and shows you the trees and lets you see the selection that's there, I would imagine you come in contact certainly with a lot of families and kids and maybe even couples who just got together, who are living together for the first time at the holiday season. Is there a story or a memory that sticks out in your mind with this Christmas tree sale?
you know, a particular story. You know, I do remember one couple that came to look at trees, and they had never bought a live tree before. And I think I took them around to see maybe a dozen trees, and finally they chose one, and they started coming back again. But you know what I really enjoy is when a family comes and they bring the kids with them, and it's up to the kids. The father's there to father and mother are there to pay for the tree, but it's up to the kids to pick out the right tree, and they take the lead while the parents walk behind. And and I'll, you know, sometimes get down on my haunches so I can talk with the kids face to face and help them figure out what kind of tree that they want.
You know, so many things have happened over the years in regard to Christmas. And people, a lot of people feel it has changed. A lot of people feel it has not changed. Have you seen any change in the Christmas holiday being out there year after year after year?
In the Christmas holiday? That's kind of a big question. I suppose there have been, obviously, you know, changes over the years, and maybe even more so this year than in the past. And I'm here to tell folks that some things never change, regardless of what health concerns that we're now confronting, that a Christmas tradition is easy and fun and sets memories for families who continue to turn to us year after year. I have my own stories of being 5 years old and at the corner of Greenwood and East Church Street picking out a tree with my dad, and now here I find myself so many years later selling the trees, and nothing really has changed. We're still selling trees. They still smell the same. There are always little imperfections with a live tree, just like there are with life. And not everything is perfect. Not every branch is perfectly straight. Not every tippy-top branch is exactly the way you want it. But in some cases, that's okay. You can find a special place in that little imperfection in the tree for a bird's nest, or a special ornament that you've always pulled out. And that's what we're trying to provide for folks, is that that tradition, that special time that really has never changed over the years.
Is there a busier time than any other time? Is there a day that every year is the busiest day? Is it Black Friday?
Oh, yeah. It's Black Friday. Yeah. Yep. People know when we're open. They know our first day. There are some people that make sure that they're here at the moment that we're open, because they're always looking. There's some people that are always looking for the tallest tree that we have, and then there are many other folks that show up during that first Friday. But after that, you know, when folks get off work, that's why we're only open from 4 until 7 during weekdays. Weekends, of course, are a little more busy, and as I mentioned earlier, when the snow falls, that's what really puts folks in the mood to realize it's time to get our tree. We've put it off long enough.
And I do want to remind people again, because people drive by. This is a service organization. This is all volunteer. And just remind people, Marshall, again, who works selling the Christmas trees and where the money goes.
Well, all of us work at the tree lot in one way or another, whether they're actually in the lot selling trees or in the trailer in our little portable office that we have as a cashier, or whether you're a member and you're not able to come out. All of our members have our dues that we pay, and to be a member of that of our organization, and our dues again are all part of our income, which in turn we make sure that we don't have any income at the end of the year, because we're always ending up giving it away to other charities, other organizations, and of course buying building materials for ramps. But all of us work in one way or another at the tree sale.
Do want to remind everybody again, the big holiday tradition, the Marion, Ohio Wyman Live Christmas Tree Sale begins this Friday, Black Friday, from 12 to 7 p.m. on the corner of East Church Street and Reed Avenue, where it has been for many years here in Marion. Hereafter Friday, 12 to 7 on the weekends, they will be open, 4 to 7 on weekdays. You can get the little Charlie Brown tabletop Christmas trees up to the big, tall Christmas trees, ranging in price from $20 to $60. Marshall Cunningham from the Y-Man has been the guest this morning. With 2 minutes left, Marshall, what has been being a member of the Y-Man Service Group meant to you? Why is this the group you chose?
Well, this is a good story, and I'll be brief. But we live at the corner of Church and Forest Lawn, and so the tree lot has always been in our backyard. My son, growing up, even from the time that he was just a toddler, we would go over to the tree lot and buy a tree, put it on a red wagon, and pull it all the way back home. But over the years, my son became even more attached to the Y-Men. Even as a young kid, he'd go over and hang out with these old men, and to the point where, as he grew up, and ended up always excited to see the trees showing up and working with the Y-Men. He eventually went through Boy Scouts. The Y-Men supported his Eagle Project. And after that, it was a no-brainer for me. After all the support, love, and financial support for my son, it became clear to me this is an organization for me. Mm. And I've been with them ever since.
What a terrific story, especially to hear at the holiday time. And one more time, do want to remind people, Christmas Tree Sale, the Wyman Christmas Tree Sale, a Marion tradition since 1953, live Christmas trees, starts this Friday, Black Friday, 12 to 7 p.m. on the corner of Reed and East Church Street here in Marion. After that, 12 to 7 on the weekends, 4 to 7 during the weekdays. You can get the little trees, the tabletop, up to the big trees that you set up in the living room, ranging in price from $20 to $60. All money goes to support the service group Wyman and all the things that they do here in the Marion area. The guest this morning has been Marshall Cunningham, a member of the Wyman Service Group. Marshall, it's been a lot of fun. Best of luck with the tree sale, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a privilege to be on WWGH.
Thank
Best
you.
To you.
Thank you, Marshall. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there's a tradition. We're going to take a break and come back with much more right after this.
Opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. I want the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I